welcome to the Crazy Love Podcast. As Christians, it's easy to say that we believe the truths of the Bible, but how easily does God's truth influence our actions? In this week's episode, Francis Chan walks us through James chapter 1 and gives us time to come before the Lord, check our hearts, and make sure we aren't just hearers of the word, but also doers.
Just keep your eyes on Jesus. I've been trying all night. I was asking God, don't let me lose sight of you tonight. Like, God, everything, may I just be interacting with you through the entire night. I don't want to transition now that I've been in his presence, worshiping him, enjoying him, to suddenly just be focused on you and just try to I just want to be cognizant of his presence this entire night. So when I am singing, what a wonderful name it is, I'm looking at him and I'm saying, what a wonderful name it is. What a beautiful name your name is, Jesus. When I come in here and I'm listening to Lisa reading the Word of God, I'm communing with him and just saying, yes, God, I love your law. I hunger for your law. Your law is good. I'm just talking to him. Every song we're singing, I'm singing to him. And then as Justin is explaining the tabernacle and God creating this place so we can meet with him, I'm just going, God, that's amazing. You pursued me. You wanted this. Then the whole time as we're leading up to communion, I'm looking at Jesus. I'm looking at God and going, God, are we really going to do this? Am I really going to fellowship with your flesh and blood right now? Oh, God, I want this. Just keeping my eyes on him. And even now, I just want to stay focused on you, God. I don't want to lose sight of you. We have come to minister to you, to a person, a real person who is here, who is with us. We did not come for ourselves. We came to minister to you, to tell you that no matter how people use your name outside of these walls, we as your church, we say what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. And we bow before that name and we exalt that name and your word above all things. Praise you, God. Don't lose sight of him. We can start singing in autopilot. We're just saying words and you're not really singing them to a person. You can just routinely come up, take a piece of bread and dip it in the blood and just throw it in your mouth and chew on it because you know you're supposed to, rather than really fellowshipping, koinonia, communing with him. And then when you listen to the word of God, it's very easy to just kind of passively sit there, rather than communing with God and fellowshipping with him the whole time, saying, God, I cannot wait to hear your words. Speak to me. Speak to me, God. Say something to me. Stay in constant interaction with God. This is a house of prayer, where you're constantly communing with him. I was thinking about how I've done so many weddings and how I'll be standing here with the groom. Gosh, I remember being the groom. And, you know, the moment those doors swung open, I remember literally like this gasp as I saw Lisa, like, oh my gosh, just stunning, just like radiant. And as she's walking up, as I've seen so many brides do, they just lock eyes on the groom. And she just looked at me the whole way up, you know? And then, you know, the father gives her away, and but the whole time she's just looking at me, and then we stand and we're staring at each other while the sermon's going on, but we're locking eyes on each other. We hear the voice, but we're focused on each other. She's just staring at me. That's what this is supposed to look like. Where the groom has been standing here. Jesus has been standing here. And you walk in those doors and you're just locking eyes on him. You're singing to him. You're communing with him. There are words spoken and you're listening, but it's all about this. Don't lose sight of him. I was thinking about that, thinking, God, the way I looked at Lisa that day, give me the faith to believe that I'm the one walking through that door and you see me as beautiful, radiant. For some of us, that is such a battle. To go, God, you look at me as your bride. You look at us collectively as your bride as we come here. And I know some of you come here just excited to minister to him. Like Justin said earlier, he's the one that created the tent of meeting. He's the one that says, I want to meet with you. He's the one that's pursued you. He's the one that says, will you marry me? Will you enter? Because I see you as beautiful. I made you. I cleansed you. I beautified you. Stare at him. Don't breathe the bride, because I've seen this too, where they're walking down the aisle, not even looking at the groom. They're just looking at everyone else and going, don't I look beautiful? Don't you think I'm beautiful? Don't you think I'm... It's just this whole thing. Don't be that bride that walks up to the altar and just stares at the pastor. I'm like, don't look at me, look at each other. It's just that whole, this is not what this is about. You stare at him. You stare at him, amazed that he's called you into this union. Tonight, I'm just going to read some verses from the Bible, and I want you to talk to God about these verses. I'm just going to read a verse at a time. We'll put it up on the screen, but I want you just to interact with God. This is him speaking to you. You don't need a sermon about everything, you know? Like part of trembling at his word is just listening to it and going, okay, I'm going to do something about that. You know, like when I tell Ellie, hey, you made a mess in the kitchen, go clean it up, wash the dishes, get things right. She doesn't sit back and go, convince me. Give me a sermon about cleaning the kitchen. She honors me by, I'm going to go do it. It's that simple. This morning, this evening, I'm going to read from the book of James. Let me just give you an example of what I mean. We're going to start in verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. So if I'm sitting there and I'm hearing these words, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Then I interact with God and say, God, I am sorry for the times I've been quick to speak. But even in my own marriage, rather than really hearing what Lisa has to say, I've got a response, an explanation of why she's wrong, whatever it may be, or to get irritated in relationship. God, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for the times I get so irritated at people. I'm sorry for talking so much. God, help me be quick to hear. You want everyone to be quick to hear. Help me with this. This anger in me does not produce your righteousness. So now you speak to God about this verse. Tremble over the fact that these words are from the mouth of God. Verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness. And rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Speak to the Lord about that. Verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Verses 23, 24. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. Verse 25. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his going. Verse 26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Finally, verse 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. I believe God is going to tell us what to do about this. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you personally about what to do about this passage. So that we don't just hear the word again and deceive ourselves, but that we do it. What's great about having you just hear the word of God and then interact with God is you take out the middleman who might ruin it in translation, who gives you an excuse to look at me and go, well, I don't know if I agree with what he said. This is just God's word and you respond directly to him. I bring the two of you together. I tell you what he says, and then you respond directly to him. And now whether you do or not is between you and him. My job is not to talk you into it. It's just to tell you this is what he says. Don't deceive yourself. When we say we want to tremble at God's word because of Isaiah 66, this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and who trembles at my word. It's great and it is good and it is fitting for you to come here, hear the word of God, and tremble at it with reverence, knowing it comes from him, but true trembling, reverence for his word means you go and you do it. There's action. We're doers of the words. Otherwise, we just deceive ourselves going, I went to a very sacred gathering and I heard his holy word. And what James says is okay, but did you do anything? Otherwise, you're deceiving yourself. Otherwise, it's like looking in a mirror and going, okay, I see what's wrong, and then walking away and forgetting and not practicing true religion. True religion is not about talk. It's actually about bridling your tongue and being slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to become angry, quick to obey, to be a doer of the word.
Thank you for listening to the Crazy Love Podcast. Join us next time for a new episode, but until then, for more resources from Crazy Love Ministries or to support the work of Crazy Love, please visit our website at crazylove.org.